This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You have to ask me nicely.
Don't make me beg here.
Ask me anything.
Tell me the truth!
Okay, I have a question before we get to some of the ones that are in there. Because I legitimately thought this to myself. Like, I wonder what other people think. If you have a question, you can comment it on the Annie Fry YouTube channel. We are currently fielding answers for, was it Doug's question? Or somebody else, as I said, wanted to know who would play us in a movie. He wanted to know who we would think would play us in a movie. I would rather know who you guys would think would play us in a movie. I don't know. Maybe we have answers to that. My question is to you guys, and I wonder if you have definitive answers to this. At what point are you running a red light? Do you have to, like, make the intersection completely by yellow? Do you have to get through the intersection at yellow? Do you just have to get your license plate in front of the line when it's yellow? When is it running a red light?
If I'm just in, like, a regular running errands, going to the grocery store place,
I don't think it matters.
I have
what
to,
you're doing.
It does.
No.
Then it's just you gotta have your bumper across the line before it.
Which line?
The first line.
The first line.
Yeah.
Not the finish line.
Not the finish line. No. Now, if I'm in the city and it's night, or I'm in a place that
it's,
I'm like,
optional.
Then I'm considering running it as long as there's nobody that I'm going to get in the way of.
If you were driving through downtown St. Louis at any given time, do not expect anybody to ever stop at a red light. If you were going through an intersection 30 miles an hour, because that's the speed limit, or 25 or whatever it is, and it's green and you're just going, you brake and look both ways.
Mm-hmm.
Or you might get smoked.
Yeah.
So what's the most extreme? Not because you fear for your life. I'm talking about, like,
just normal.
Like, you're in a
it's
hurry,
going yellow. Okay.
Or you're just going through traffic, and you're like, "Ooh, do I go? Do I not go?"
I'm pretty much going every time, and assuming that it'll be okay. It's harder, though.
That is the most Ryan Wiggins philosophy.
It really is.
That has ever been spoken.
It's harder to do a turn on a yellow, though, because it takes longer. If you're going straight, it seems like you can get away with it.
So you're saying that if the front end of your car is past the first white line at yellow, you're feeling good about yourself?
Yeah, I'm fine.
So is like, you're feeling good about yourself, like you're not going to get a ticket, or like, when would you run?
What's
it?
Right?
Oh, what's right? I think once you're in the intersection, I think that's that white line, and that's when your bumper breaks that white line.
The first white line.
Yes.
So if
so,
you
like
can
the
get
line
your,
you're supposed to stop at.
If you can get your bumper past the first white line before it turns
you're
red,
you're technically in the intersection.
Brad said it. It's legal.
That's not how the law
that's
works.
Like, whenever you're no. If you're making a left turn, you can go into the intersection and wait to make your left turn.
See, do you see how he's like, according to section C3.4?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is what happened whenever I was in driver's ed. Because I got flipped off because I was doing what my driver's ed instructor told me to do. But he said, you pull out and you ease out into the intersection, and
someone
then you can make
you
a left
finger?
Turn. Yeah.
Did you
for
give him the
not
finger back?
Running a light?
No, my driver. No, I was in the intersection to make a left turn.
When it was, did you enter the intersection when it was green or yellow?
When it was green.
And it turned yellow.
And it turned yellow, and then it turned red, and then I proceeded through.
What were you supposed to do? What are the other options?
Well, that person was like expecting me not to be in the intersection. You're supposed to wait at the line for it to turn whatever your space.
I would think that that's correct. Not that that's what I do, but I would think that you should not enter the intersection until you can proceed to turn.
But that was what my driver's ed instructor was instructing me to do, because you can't proceed through an intersection until the intersection is clear. It doesn't matter if you have the green light or not. And he leaned across me and pointed and screamed something at the person that flipped me off.
Wait, the driver's ed teacher was yelling at the other guy?
Yes.
And he was like, according to
he's like, he was like, no, you have to wait.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Okay.
Coach Sergisketter. Never forget it.
My goal is always to, I look at the light the whole time through. My goal is to get through without seeing it turn red.
Okay.
Mm.
I don't think that you can get your your front license plate across the white line when it's still yellow right before it turns red and be in the clear.
Like, if that's technically correct, how are you, like, the cop was like, no, you weren't, and that's such a judgment call.
Annie, there's a solution to your problem. Every time you go through an intersection, close your eyes.
How about no, Scott? You got a question you want to ask?
Yeah, if you could make one rule for the office that everybody had to follow, what would you do?
What would you do?
I would make reply alls illegal.
Oh, I might be seconding that one. Just reply to the person who sent it and CC the person who it's about.
I do sometimes feel bad if there's like a big congratulations and nobody follows up with anything, but
you don't know that they're not following
up. You don't know that they're not.
No, we have a bunch of good people who are saying, you know, everyone congratulates Brad for being like the emperor of the day or whatever he just got acknowledged
for. Yeah, he just won something.
And so you reply to Brad and maybe the supervisor who sent it out, like, hey, Brad, great job. We're super proud of you.
Yeah, it's hard not to congratulate the guy walking around in a robe all day.
I know. Why did they give him that?
With a scepter and a crown?
Robe and scepter. Yeah. Are you wearing anything under that?
That is high. That would be high on my list. Reply alls. I don't have a lot of gripes here. This has been a pretty great place to work.
People are pretty good about a lot of those kind of nuanced things there.
I would.
Brad's like getting a scroll out.
I agree.
Yeah,
I've got a list here. most of my stuff is like, if you see a piece of trash on the ground, pick it up.
Do you see a lot of trash on the ground?
I do. And
nobody does because he picks it all up.
But I pick it up. Like, especially in the bathroom, there's like paper towels on the ground or something like that. Just grab
it. Is it a bathroom issue?
It might be just a guy bathroom issue.
Maybe you guys are slobs.
They are. Not maybe. Oh, they. Definitely.
He says.
Definitely are.
They are.
Yes. Yeah. I always wait until I know Brad's about to go, and then I go in there and I just kind of.
Goes in there. Makes a big dookie.
Use all the free cologne. The bathroom attendant's like, come on.
He slaps him in the face.
The only other thing, like, if I could make one rule for the world, I would outlaw, punishable by death, gum chewing.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I hate it. I can't handle it.
Not even if they're doing it silently?
You can't do it silently.
I think you're right. Okay.
If you're using gum to like freshen your breath, take care of your business and get done with it. It just doesn't. It's very selfish. That's why I will never be bestowed with that kind of power.
What about Hi-Chew? It's a gum you can swallow.
It is?
That's the way it was marketed originally.
I don't think that's true. I mean, like, marketed, yes, but I don't think that's true. Brad, do you have a question you want to ask?
Yeah. The question I had to ask is there anything major that you've recently just had to come to terms with, it like you can't do anything about it and you just have to accept it now?
What's yours?
I'm trying to think of what it was when I wrote this question down. And I think this is whenever I was thinking about looking at the clock and seeing time pass and that sort of thing, and it's like you just can't do anything about it and you just got to come to terms with it.
I'm working really hard to try to talk to Kamo about this, but accept the passage of time.
Ooh.
It's been very difficult for me to keep up with the speed with which my children are growing. But I can't say that I've come to terms with it. I know that I need to, but it's very difficult. I am burdened by that in a way that I think every parent understands. So I wouldn't say that it's excessive, but it is consuming at times. So what about you?
I think I'm depressed that I will never, I don't know that I'll ever sell a TV show. I've always wanted to. It's been my career dream to sell a show that I also wrote. And the way the industry is right now, they're just not making anything. If you notice, there's less being made now.
Could you make this a show?
Than there ever. Yeah, I could. But I didn't really write it, so it's reality. So it's just weird. I think the whole industry is changing in such a way that I'm not sure there's going to be much being made. Like, everything switched so much to YouTube and content creators that even traditional movies, there's just less and less being made. So that's a weird thing to say about, like, oh, here's the industry trends. But it is something that I've always dreamed of doing that I just don't know what the future looks like for that.
A couple other questions that we have coming in here before we get to who would play us in a movie. If you could learn any musical instrument overnight, what would it be? Bobo wants to know.
Tuba.
I thought you already played the tuba. You always walk around with one.
That's for show. It's because it makes me
look
good.
But wouldn't it be cool if you could play it?
Well, I just want people to look at it and go, oh, that's awesome.
It's like the tuba line of a song is not that exciting.
Ryan just wants to follow me around the office with it.
I mean, isn't that the womp womp?
Stop.
Isn't that what womp comes from, kind of?
I think that's a trumpet or a trombone, isn't it? Like, womp, womp. Yeah.
I don't know. We didn't need more tuba in our life. Brad, what would you learn?
I'm stuck between electric guitar and violin, but I think I'm leaning violin.
Do you play anything, Ryan?
Electric violin.
You're full of crap. Do you play anything, Ryan?
I play new heartstrings. No.
No.
He plays games. That's what he's done. He plays too much.
My heartstrings?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, okay.
That's how I get you to get me all those oatmeal cream pies.
I just do that when I want you to carry more of the burden of the 2 o'clock hour.
I just shut up in the 1 o'clock hour, and then I'm like, here comes candy.
Exactly. Do you play any musical instruments?
No.
Brad, do you play any?
I can kind of play the bass guitar.
You can kind of play the bass
guitar? Yeah, a couple songs, you know, as long as it's pretty basic.
Like Smoke on the Water?
Yep, can do that one.
What's the bass line of that?
That boom, boom, boom,
yeah.
Boom.
Oh, well, that's boom, at least something.
The E string, open, 3rd fret, 5th fret. Open 5-3 or something like that.
He's saying that like Ryan's going to go, oh, yes, you do know.
What I was going to do is I don't fret over any of it. Thank you very much. We'll be back next hour.
I have a violin. I would love to learn how to fiddle. Love, love, love to learn how to fiddle. I don't know how to fiddle.
If you could fiddle, would you dance around?
Even the music was like, shut up. I can play the piano. I can play the guitar. I can sing a little. I would love to learn how to fiddle.
I would love for you to learn how to fiddle. Because then you could get a cabin in the woods.
What is that song?
I don't know. What are you referring to?
I don't know what you're referring to.
I'm making a whole character out of you.
Josh wants to know, if Tulsi Gabbard ran as an independent, would you vote for her? I'm voting for Trump.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about that. I wanted to vote for Tulsi Gabbard on the Trump ticket. We didn't talk about J.D. Vance as a pick, but he's not my fave. I think he's a great senator. That's fine. I just... Bobo wants to know, what's the worst thing about you? Brad, you go first.
Oh, gosh.
I need Ryan to pick one.
Ryan's going to need all day.
Maybe instead we should just say the worst things about each other. What's the worst thing about you, Brad?
Oh, man. I think it's my temper. I think that's the worst thing about me.
Do you agree with that, Ryan?
No, there's lots of worse things.
Go on.
I thought that's what the tuba was for. It was the therapy to keep him calm.
Oh, no. That's just when he doofs up. Uh-oh. He did a doof again.
What's the worst thing about you?
That I don't know how to play the tuba.
Currently.
Yeah, right now.
Top of mind.
Honest answer, I would say maybe I care too much. I'm too punctual. You know, I mean, there are things.
You know, in a roundabout way, you are answering the question.
What about you?
How judgmental I feel right now.
Yeah.
The worst thing about me is, I don't know if it's the worst thing about me, but I'm going to rephrase it to the thing I like the least about me is that, first of all, I'm an introvert. By nature, I am good at being an extrovert, but it takes work to be an extrovert for me. there have been a few things that have happened to me over the course of my life that have been socially very painful. And so my fight or flight reaction to that is to just, you guys can vouch this because you're in my inner circle, but you're not in my innermost circle because like there's nobody in my innermost circle other than maybe my husband and my kids. But I just am a very closed off person, and it is a defense mechanism that I feel like serves me well, but is probably also punitive. I mean, being a public figure in whatever capacity, I wouldn't call myself a celebrity, but I'm a public figure. You can Google me and find out pretty much what I think about anything.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I have made myself be very closed off, and I've had very close relationships in school that ended up being like when I was a kid that ended up falling apart in dramatic ways, but not really in ways that most school kids, middle school kids don't deal with. It's not really like particular to me. Everybody has an experience like that. That started me closing off in junior high, and then, with like church family, I say this and I don't like to talk about this, but I do bring it up because I get so much feedback from people who know what it's like to have to break away from a church family and how complicated it is. And there's good and there's bad that comes along with it. And that is very painful to go through. So then it's like, you try not to set yourself up again to have a situation like that. Professionally, been very close to people, coworkers, that just ends up falling apart too. So what I do, and I don't love it about myself, I'm just not strong enough right now to have a different defense mechanism, is I'm just a very private person. And you guys probably have noticed.
You know what would help with that?
Tuba.
Yeah. But personally, I think the fiddle would help a lot with that.
If I learned or if you learned?
No, if you learned, because if you went through one of those times, you'd know waiting for at home for you, right there, is that fiddle. And maybe a little jig.
Sounds like a lot of work. I don't know. My friends that I have very close and dear friends that I've had for a long time, or the ones that I have developed friendships with in the last 10 or so years. And it's always for me quality over quantity. So, do you want to say what the worst thing is about you, or just that you're just so great and it's a burden on people?
I don't know. I do have a temper at times, too. One of the worst things about me is I'm very impatient. I just want things to happen way faster than anybody is capable of making them happen.
I think that's pretty relatable, too.
Yeah.
All right. When we come back, we're going to get to a list. Are there any of these suggestions that people have made of who would play you in a movie that you particularly love that you've seen so far?
Yeah, I get some pretty good ones out there.
All right. Well, if you've got suggestions for who should play us in a movie, give us your suggestions on the Annie Fry YouTube channel and vote. It's our Freaky Friday conspiracy theory poll. We want to know if you think that you've publicly seen more than one Joe Biden, yes or no. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.